1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. There is shock and grief in a small Alabama town where a shooting at a teenager's birthday party killed four people and injured at least 28 others. Correspondent Christian Benavidez has more on the tragedy in Dadeville.
Antoine Woody says he knows two of the victims, including his best friend.
We loved each other, and I just hate that it had to happen to him like that.
Authorities are urging the public to come forward with any information about the shooting.
I cannot stress this enough. Ever how minor you think it is, we absolutely need you to share it.
The mayor of the city northeast of Montgomery, with a population of about 3,200, says the tragedy came as a shock.
Now to Kansas City, Missouri, where a 16-year-old is fighting for his life. Ralph Jarl showed up to the wrong address last week to pick up his siblings, and that homeowner shot him twice in the head. Bernice King, daughter of Martin Luther King Jr., is among many leaders and even celebrities who are expressing outrage that police released the suspect while they investigate. Stacey Graves is the Kansas City Police Chief.
After consulting with the Clay County Prosecutor's Office, the homeowner was released pending further investigation due to the need to obtain a formal statement from the victim, forensic evidence, and compile additional information for a case file to be presented.
A judge has delayed the trial in Dominion Voting System's $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News until Tuesday. Retired First Amendment lawyer Lee Levine has argued cases on behalf of major media companies like Fox and CBS.
Once Dominion started sending information to Fox saying, no, what they're saying is false, here's why, then a reasonable jury could find that Fox knew it was false or probably false and let them come on and say it again.
Both the White House and the Republican-controlled House say they plan to get to the bottom of how a young airman stole and leaked highly classified Pentagon documents. On ABC, former Air National Guardsman Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says no one should downplay such a serious security breach.
Those who are trying to sugarcoat this on the right, you cannot allow a single individual of the military intelligence community to leak classified information because they disagree with policy.
You have one more day to get those taxes filed. Failing to pay and file taxes when due could lead to penalties of up to 48% of your original tax bill, plus interest. Last year, the average refund amount was $3,175. If you have not done yours yet, you're not alone. Almost a quarter of Americans wait until the last minute to file their taxes. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America NA.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, April 17th. In Wood County, the Residential Options Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 at the fair office in Marshfield. The Wisconsin Rapids Board of Education will have a curriculum acquisition preview open house from 2 to 5:30 p.m. at East Junior High. The community is invited to review materials related to grades 6 through 12 social-emotional learning, 9 through 12 science, and grades K through 12 health. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment will meet at 4 p.m. and the Health and Human Services Board meeting will begin at 4:30. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3, the City of Adams Finance Committee will meet from 5 to 6, and the City Council meeting will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Cloudy overnight with snow likely. Lows level off around 27. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow 33. Overcast 23 tomorrow night. Chance of snow. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The race for Marshfield City Council in District 10 was one of the closest in the state. News 9 reports Andrew Rigel defeated Bonnie Andres by just 2 votes. Andres filed for a recount. Chief Election Inspector Chelsea Willis led the recount by hand. The hand-counted ballots aligned exactly with the machine numbers. Andrew Rigel received 257 votes and Bonnie Andres received 255. City Clerk Jessica Schifferl told News 9 it proves poll workers are doing exactly what they need to do on Election Day. The Wisconsin DNR Board approved a resolution asking legislators for more money to manage wildlife habitat and maintain public lands. With land purchases on the rise, the DNR already manages 1.6 million acres of property, including boat landings, parking lots, signs, and is responsible for wildlife management. Republican lawmakers argue that this will drive up the state debt. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Cloudy overnight with snow likely. Lows level off around 27. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow 33. Overcast 23 tomorrow night. Chance of snow. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Fine. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.